Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a wonderful Wednesday, Women's Wednesday, and she's back for the third time by popular demand. Of course, I'm talking about the scholar mom, Miss Bernice Feaster. How you doing?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I just think we got to keep talking about this because, I mean, I'm in mission critical time, and I'm asked questions all the time. And really, that's what we want to cover today, your top three questions that parents ask. And so the first question, and one of those that you're asked all the time, is where do I get started?
Well, I keep parents ask that all the time. One thing is I tell my parents is don't drop the ball. Be a part of class selection. Know what's going on. Know what kind of classes your child is taking. School activities. You know, you want to expand your child's thinking. So remember, you have to remember that you're the wizard behind the curtain.
Right.
The one is doing the behind the scenes and making it happen, and they're out front, but they need your help because it's overwhelming to a student. It really is. And Mel, you know that.
Absolutely. And I know even still along the same lines, you know, when you're sitting down with your kid, a lot of the times, you know, we're trying to decide, should our children take advanced classes, you know, whether they are or not part of the IB program or whatever. Is that advantageous for a kid?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. You need to take advanced classes. It does so much because colleges really look at how much your child has challenged themselves. That's a really big thing with a lot of colleges. Talk to a lot of mission officers and people that are out there that selecting your child to go to school, selecting your child to get that scholarship. They do look at all that. They look at a lot of things. That's why they ask for your transcript.
Right.
That's one of the main things they ask for. So honor AP, IB is important. Just make sure your schedule is some type of rigor that you're stretching yourself a little bit. And that's what a lot of the children, students do ask me.
You're advising us to take rigorous courses, but in the middle of this whole collegiate application process, we're writing essays, we are filling out these lengthy applications, we're taking SATs, and we're trying to manage our course schedule. How do you manage the time and get all this done?
Good time management. That's really going to be the key. That's going to follow you through college. But just good time management and helping your child to more so manage their time because they do need help.
Right.
We have to remember that, you know, no matter how mature our teenager seems to be, they're still teenagers.
Right.
And once in a while, they'll show us that they are still teenagers. And that's why you need to be involved and you need to stay involved with your child. Be that right-hand person. Like I said, remember, you're the wizard. And sometimes it's a sacrifice. And I think that's what you need to let your child know, too. You got to have to sacrifice some of that playtime. But it's important to keep plugged in with your counselor. You know, find out the latest and greatest. What's going on? You know, your counselor should know who you are. You know, and I think that's important, too. So you remember, I'm an extension of the counselor, but I do a lot more because I have the one-on-one contact, and I'm more so give you like a roadmap that helps the parent and the student get to where they need to get to.
Absolutely. And, of course, I value your help, and you can value her help, too. She's the Scholar Mom, Bernice Feaster. You can find her online at thescholarmom.com. How else can we reach you?
You can reach me by phone, 704, area code 548-0236. One good way of getting my attention quickly, of course, is going on my website and doing a profile. And then that comes directly to me, and I have a snapshot of what kind of student I'm working with, and I will give you a call back as soon as possible.
And she'll do it. She's a scholar mom. It's your Women's Wednesday on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.